I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News. My buddy just bought one of those new big old electric augers, but he's whining because he says he's not getting the hole numbers that they claimed that he was going to get. I'll tell you why, but first.
Get ready now for 2024 with the official Outdoor News Sportsman's Calendar. Whether it's hunting, fishing, or finding your local sports show, this collectible calendar has it all. Stay ahead with moon phases, peak fish and wildlife activity times, and more, all surrounded by original images from the nation's top wildlife artists. Now available in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois, all the way to New York. Supplies are limited, so get yours today at OutdoorNews.com.
Those electric augers are great. These new electric augers got a lot of power. They've got a lot of juice. Some of them promise you'll get 100 holes if you're in 8-inch of good, clean ice. But, hey, I'm telling you right now that's under perfect conditions. That means the battery was supercharged before they went out, and they never let it get cold. My buddy's out there drilling holes, and he's saying he's getting maybe 50 or 60 holes. And it's not giving him what he claimed. And I'm saying, of course it is. You're going out and you're drilling 10 holes. You're fishing for a little while on those 10 holes, and your ice auger is sitting out there on the ice. That battery's getting cold. That saps some of the juice out of it. And then you're moving and you're drilling 10 more holes, and of course the auger is just sitting there on the ice, getting cold. And it's very possible that when you went out, that auger had been sitting in your garage for 2 weeks. You need to make sure that you charge it before you go out so that it's at its peak when you hit the ice, because those batteries will lose a little juice just sitting. So you'll get the required amount of holes, but you got to make sure that all the conditions are perfect. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.